Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iasco Aranac District Library to talk about, believe it or not, the summer reading program, Lynn Bigelow's here. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. We were just talking before we went on. It's summer already.
Here it
is. Oh man.
Boom, boom, boom.
It really has been boom, boom, boom. And it looks like the summer reading program is bigger and better than ever this year. Every hero has a story. I like that.
I do. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the whole, you know, we all have stories. I love comic book heroes, you know, these adventure films and everything. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I just love them.
It transcends every generation,
yes,
doesn't it,
does.
It? Pretty much.
It does.
All right. Well, where do we start, Lynn?
Well, we're going to start with the Critchlow Alligator Sanctuary. They were here a few years ago.
Okay.
They're from downstate. They rehab and rescue reptiles, but mostly alligators. And he usually brings a small, medium, and large alligator, plus some other reptiles. We've had tortoises, we have lizards, and there's always a big snake. Reptile people always have at least one boa constrictor in a bag somewhere.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, everybody loves them. I like to look at them from a distance. They're very interesting, and they're huge. And everybody loves them.
So you have a problem with the snakes, but not the large alligator?
No, I think I could maybe get away from an alligator.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Well, when's that taking place?
Well, that's June 23rd.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday, and we're having a location change this year.
Oh.
We're not going to be at the Taos City Library. We've outgrown that, which is nice and sad at the same time. But we're going to move to the East Taos Community Center.
Okay.
And that'll be at 10:30 a.m. And if you want to see him again, you can go up to Oscoda at 2 p.m.
And that will be at the library there in Oscoda?
Yes, it will.
Okay,
all the
other
ones are at the library.
Okay, all right.
And then on Wednesday, June 24th, they'll be in Whittemore at 10:30 and Hale at 2 p.m. And then on Thursday, June 25th, Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2.
All right. Well, I know this next one has also been a big part of the summer reading program.
Yes, we have had them a couple times, Cirque Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
They're former circus performers. What they do on a unicycle, I think is hard enough, but get a unicycle that's probably 6 feet tall and go around and they balance on chairs. They balance on this. They balance things while they're on the unicycle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what they've done for us before. We're never quite sure what they're going to do, but that's a one place, one time only program.
Okay.
And that's on June 30th at the East Taos Community Center at 10:30.
All right, yeah, they would need that room.
Yes,
there,
that's
they?
The
yeah.
They need a lot of room. It's it's wild.
All right, next up. Oh, I've met this guy many times.
Oh,
he's
Paleo
interesting.
Joe.
Yeah,
he's so interesting, and he has so many artifacts with him. And he is an author. We have a lot of his books. He just engages everyone, and it makes it so, and especially with Jurassic Park coming out.
Yeah,
like
it's
I'm,
out now, yeah.
What movie studio puts those out? I sound like I'm working for them. But it's just everybody finds them fascinating. It's another
they
one
do,
that's
yeah.
all ages.
Yeah.
And he's going to be at Oscoda on June 30th at 2 p.m.
All right.
That's a one place, one time only show,
with that
too.
Being that way, I'm sure that library is going to be packed.
Yes.
Yeah.
We usually get out the duct tape and mark it off so we know where everybody's at.
Good. All right. What's next?
The next week is July 1st. We're going to have live Birds of Prey. That's Jenny Schroeder. She's from Lincoln. She's done programs a lot for us. She's a licensed falconer, and she has her own falcons. And she brings live hawks, falcons, and owls and tells us about them. And we get to see them really up close, which is nice. And they're just beautiful, and it's amazing what they can do and what they are for. They're so tiny most of the time.
Yeah, and you know, we always see them from afar, so it's kind of cool to see them up close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they are. They're very beautiful, and they're fascinating.
All right, they've got quite a few stops.
Yep, they're going to be on July 1st in Plainfield at 2 p.m., Omer at 6 p.m., and then July 2nd, Augrey at 10:30 a.m., and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. We're talking the summer reading program. Every hero has a story from the Iasco Aranac District Library. And, I know you're going to be coming back later in the summer, but let's get one more show in here.
This is Doug Shear. Mm-hmm. He is a regular with us. I can't remember how long. He does a new program every year. This one is the Super Funny Super Show. And he is, I don't like to use the word insane, but he's very entertaining. He is so crazy and gets everybody going, and you just have the best time.
Yeah.
And in all our programs, they are so much fun, but there's that little word, they're actually educational also.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about
it,
but hey, they are.
Yeah.
And he is always just gets everybody on board, and he is just so great.
Boy, and he's got quite a schedule, too.
Yes. I think the more he does, the more energetic he gets.
Right.
July 7th, he's going to be at the East Tawas Community Center at 10:30 a.m., mm-hmm. Oscoda at 2 p.m., and July 8th, Whittemore at 10:30 a.m., and Plainfield at 2 p.m., July 9th, Augrey at 10:30 a.m., and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Wow. And then, of course, we've got the rest of the summer to talk about, too. When next time we bring you in, we'll hit the second half of the summer reading program.
This was a big... I don't know what got into me this summer, but I thought, oh, I want that. And all of a sudden, we have this huge variety.
Yeah.
And that's what's nice. We have a lot of variety.
That's right. Summer reading program, Iosco Aranac District Library. And Lynn Bigelow, Lynn, if they need more information, how is the best way for them to get that?
You can go to our website, IoscoAranacLibrary.org, mm-hmm. or you can stop into any of the branches and pick up one of our yellow brochures.
Okay.
Every hero has a story, and... Yeah. There's something for everyone this year. There really, really is.
You're right about that. And we'll have her back in again later this summer to talk about the second half of the summer reading program from the Iosco Aranac District Library. Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you.